The right back selection is absolutely criminal. To this day, the day later, I cannot get my head around it. This is a manager who set a team up to win. This is a manager who needs his team to start winning for its own confidence and its own mortality. But for the life of me, I can't understand why, if he knows he's got the two centre-backs he's got, that he goes with Neco Williams, whose last game might have been Fulham away. I'm not sure.
His last Premier League appearance was Fulham away.
So it's a selection, in my opinion, that does not help anybody, not least Neco Williams himself.
I couldn't agree more. I think in general, I've never quite been on the Neco Williams train as much as a lot of other people have. Certainly with reference to him getting a number of games this season. And by a number, I mean, you know, somewhere between 3 Premier League starts and 7 Premier League starts. Even if everything was going swimmingly, I've not been entirely sure about that. But he gets this one. And he doesn't just get this one. But the way we play and the way we set up a lot of the time, I think almost now for 2 years, is there's a massive risk-reward thing that we do with reference to Trent Alexander-Arnold and Mo Salah. And that's mitigated if you've got Jordan Henderson playing on the right-hand side of the midfield three to an extent, and obviously if you've got Joe Gomez at the right-hand side at centre-half. But it's a completely different risk-reward when it is effectively Neco Williams and Xherdan Shaqiri, in that the risk becomes greater and the reward becomes smaller. And this is what I genuinely, of all the bits and pieces around criticism of the manager in this game, I can end up in a logical position why he does what he does in a number of other areas. This one, to me, is genuinely baffling, to be quite honest with you. And the reason why is because he's also got a lad playing centre mid for him, who last time he played at right back did
run the show.
Perfectly well, ran the show.